they used has been completely lost to us over the years. After many years of study, I have finally cracked the code of this lost language, and in doing so, I have uncovered something truly extraordinary. Believe the unbelievable. Every fairy story you have ever read has its basis in some truth. It was not only dragons living in the distant darkness. Dragons were only a very, very small part of it. This was a time of magic. Prologue. Once there were wild woods. The wizards had lived in the wild woods for as long as anyone could remember, and they were intending to live there forever, along with all the other magic things, until the warriors came. The warriors invaded from across the seas, and although they had no magic, they brought a new weapon that they called iron, and iron was the only thing that magic would not work on. From that moment on, wizards and warriors were fighting each other to the death in the wildwoods. Until one day, a young warrior queen called Sycorax fell in love with a young wizard king called Incanzo. Wizards and warriors should never fall in love. So Sycorax had taken the spell of love denied to make her love die. And the love had died indeed. And Sycorax had married a warrior, like she was supposed to. And Incanzo had married a wizard, just as a wizard should. So the danger of a curse ought to have been avoided. But 13 years ago, Sycorax had a daughter whose name was Wish. And Wish had a terrible secret. The lingering true love kiss of the wizard Incanzo had made Queen Sycorax's daughter magic. And for the first time in human history, Wish had a magic that works on iron. And 13 years ago, Incanzo had a son whose name was Zar. And Zar had a terrible secret. Zar stole some magic from a witch, and the stain of the witch magic was beginning to control him. This is the story of how Zar and Wish met, and how they made friends, even though they had been brought up to hate each other like poison. Wish and Zar have run away from their parents, searching for the ingredients for a spell to get rid of witches. They are outcasts, hunted by wizards and warriors alike, and by something far, far worse. Witches. Witches must never get hold of magic that works on iron. But twice Wish and Zar have escaped the talons of the witches. Twice they have cheated death. Can they be third time lucky? I am a character in this story who sees everything, knows everything. I will not tell you who I am. Have you guessed yet? Part 1. Forest on Fire. 1. Betrayal. 3,000 years ago, at the end of the era that would later be known as the Bronze Age, the whole of the British Isles were covered in wildwoods. Good things lived in the wildwoods, animals and magic creatures and humans who minded their own business. But bad things lived there at that time too. Some very bad things. Two of these bad things were flying above the forest even now. The bad things were presently invisible, but if human eyes could have seen them, they would have noticed that they had soft black wings like the wings of crows, and fingers that ended in talons like a bird of prey, and noses a little like a beak. In fact, they were witches. Not good witches, but very bad witches indeed. And they were flying high, just below the clouds, and as they flew, they were watching something down below. The something was a door. But instead of being where a door really ought to be, vertically opening and shutting between rooms that are safely on the ground in an orderly kind of way, this particular door was flying through the air.